Hare Krishna. This morning I was listening to a morning walk, Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur in 1976, and it brought up the topic, which we can talk about a little and contemplate, on whether or not Krishna consciousness movement is meant to be a social reformer. And in this conversation, Srila Prabhupada says, no, we're not meant to be social reformers. And yet at the same time, Srila Prabhupada talks about the establishment of Varnashram. So what was the conversation about? Well, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out on a walk how in Bengal, although he pointed out that other states in India weren't as strict, but in Bengal, girls would be married when they were 11, 12 years old. He pointed out that children were married very young. In other words, they were married as they were when they were children. And Prabhupada also made the statement that very often there would be 11, 12 years difference between the mother and the first child, which meant that by the time a girl reached puberty, she already was living with her husband and would get pregnant and have a child. And to that, Tamal Krishna Maharaj responded, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, in America, they would consider that to be horrible. They would think that it was disgusting." And Prabhupada's and then they asked, "Well, Prabhupada, is this what we want to establish in our society?" And in response to the fact that in modern day this was not something that was acceptable, Prabhupada said, "No." He says, "We're not trying to be social reformers. It's not that we want to have girls married at the age of 12. Srila Prabhupada said, "We want to introduce Varnashram," which means, and then he defined Varnashram in a very general way, which means that people follow laws in society by which they are elevated to in Krishna consciousness. Of course, in every society, there are laws. There's a framework of laws by which people in society are meant to live and that governs them. But, of course, those laws aren't with the explicit purpose of elevating people to spiritual advancement or to go back home, back to Godhead. But generally, the laws are meant to constrain people to act in a relatively civilized way. And ultimately, they can be hedonists, they can be sense enjoyers and do whatever they want within the constraints of their law. With that law, they can be believers or not believers, but there's no vision of a progression for society. And Srila Prabhupada points out that in his discussions with Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that the beginning of civilized society was Varnashram, because the purpose of Varnashram is to please the Supreme Lord, and the laws of Varnashram were structured in such a way that people naturally advanced in spiritual life, came up to the mode of goodness, and from there they could rise to the transcendental platform. So Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, Varnashram doesn't mean to just parrot the details of the laws, and then, like this law, that girls, or boys and girls, should marry at a very young age. He said the essence of Varnashram and the basis of Varnashram, as well as its purpose, is Krishna consciousness, and the means of becoming Krishna conscious is chanting Hare Krishna. So if we practice Krishna consciousness, then people will see the need for accepting laws that elevate them, and they will get the strength to do that. Prabhupada gave the example of when he started off Krishna consciousness movement, he didn't force devotees to follow rules and regulations. Rather, he gave them the means to be Krishna conscious by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And by that, as they became advanced, they were able to then accept regulated principles and other rules. And then later on, Srila Prabhupada began to talk about Varnashram system and the whole social system, which would have so many other rules and laws in it. But from Srila Prabhupada's discussion, he wasn't trying to incorporate some kind of archaic or a historic, ancient Vedic Varnashram system, but Prabhupada wanted the essence of Varnashram, which is that people would become Krishna conscious. Anukulyam sakalpa pratikulya vivajanam. So if in modern society it's totally unacceptable to marry at the age of 12 and 13 and to have children at that age, Srila Prabhupada wasn't interested in it. It would neither be good for the devotees themselves nor for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. It would really look like a cult. So children didn't have to marry at 12 or at 18, but they should chant Hare Krishna and they should be Krishna conscious at the ages of 12 and 18 and 22. And Krishna consciousness would bridge these social practices as long as their very essence was there, which is following the regulation. So get married. Whatever the age is a detail. And when you get married, then don't get divorced. And when you're married, then live according to the tenets and the basics of Krishna consciousness, which will give the strength to accept those principles as well as the desire to advance further. So reforming society, Srila Prabhupada said, we want to establish Varnashram as much as possible, which always to me would mean that according to time and circumstance, Varnashram would have a different form. For instance, in India, where even today people are much more open to Vedic culture than in other places, Varnashram would be more traditional, at least could share the original traditional values that perhaps were practiced hundreds of years ago. What to speak of being practiced thousands of years ago, probably not, but at least more recently. Whereas in other places where Indian culture is not going to embrace so much, but democracy protects religious rights and the free practice of religion, then Varnashram would have a different form. So Srila Prabhupada says, as much as possible, and in different parts of the world, it, as much as possible will look different. But the basis of Varnashram is being Krishna conscious, and the purpose of Varnashram is being Krishna conscious. And as long as Krishna consciousness and chanting Hare Krishna is there, then the essence of Varnashram will be there and serve as a bridge to cross over these details of the rules and keep the essential rule of always pleasing Krishna and always advancing in devotional service. So no, we don't want to force or impose all kinds of strange rules on society. We want to adopt ourselves as a international society for Krishna consciousness those rules which are favorable for our spiritual advancement. We should recognize what is favorable for our spiritual advancement, and it also is harmonious with the environment, with the society in which we live, because ultimately we are not living in a Varnashram state, but we're living in whatever state we're living in, an American state, a European state, an Indian state, and so on. Anyway, those were the thoughts on Srila Prabhupada's statement that we're not meant to be social reformers, and yet we want to establish a new social model, a Varnashram social model, a theistic social model. Hare Krishna.